My name is Don Shulman. I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a first time. 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 That is why I live in America. America is a first time. America is a first time.
Quentin.
Thank you, Baz. David.
Yes.
Pleased to meet you.
And you, as I do every time.
It's Chips with Everything on CITR 101.9 FM. That's the British pop show. And it's all oldies this week. Did I tell you guys
that? No, hold on. Hey, speak to yourself,
perfect
dude.
For me.
Yeah, that's right.
I got one newie. This band. We're going to play some new stuff.
Yeah, they were playing.
Now, did Love Cuts play last night?
Yeah, the big fundraiser we're at. Huge, huge event.
Oh, we'll
more about that later.
But it's all old stuff. Great, great, great material. And we do British music, so we'll be playing hits. And
we're going to have Spencer Davis.
And lots of cool stuff. Spencer Davis.
That's pretty cool.
Actually, you're right. He is really good, but no, I don't have any, apparently.
All right. Check, please. Next, please.
Okay.
If you fancy it, if you fancy it, that's understood. And suppose it makes you fat, don't you worry over that, 'cause a little of what you fancy does you good.
it's whiskey, beer or gin, take a chance and pour it in, cause a little of what you fancy does you good. I never was the one to go and stint myself. If I like a thing, I like it, that's enough. But there's lots of people say that if you like a thing a lot, it'll grow on you and all that sort of stuff. I always hold with having it if you fancy it. If you fancy it, that's understood. And if the girls are dark or fair or even redheads, I don't care, cause a little of what you fancy does you good. And if your Judy feels the same, to turn her down would be a shame, cause a little of what you fancy does you good. I always hold with having it if you fancy it. If you fancy it, that's understood. You can take a tip from me, it's always better if it's free, and a little of what you fancy does you good.
David and Jonathan, I put my researches on it. Baz, what have you got?
If you look it up in Wikipedia, you get a lot of biblical references, and you also get David and Jonathan were possibly gay.
No. Hey, yeah. In the Bible?
In the Bible,
well, yeah. Let's see. For those of you who don't know the story, of course, I do intimately. And at one point, David, he let loose his bow and shot an arrow that Jonathan then went and fetched. What more do you need to know?
Is that in? Did he? Is that innuendo?
Well, if Jonathan hadn't seen it coming, wow!
He shot the arrow innuendo.
We opened the show with
Dignity. We opened the show with Dignity, Jack. Man.
We opened the show with a band called Jack Good. Big fat. Sorry, Jack Good's Fat Noise. That was that orchestral thing.
Oh, that was good. Yeah, it was a good start.
When you were arriving.
Yeah, yeah. And
taking off your shoes.
That's right. A Little of What You Fancy. Did you already talk about... Was that the one you just talked about
no,
or something?
No, that was the other one.
Okay, I wasn't paying attention.
That was in the middle.
Right, okay.
What were you going to say about that? As he, you know, drinks deeply from a draft.
Well,
of,
I just...
Beer and gin.
I guess I love the way that he... When he talked about... you know, addiction, he says something like, and you know, people say that you get to thinking about something if you like it quite a lot, or whatever the line was, it was about his, and I just pictured this guy, he's just described heroin addiction, he's describing addiction as, yeah, I've heard on the fringes of my existence, and sometimes you can go a bit off, but hey, the sun is shining, and I completely agree with him. I totally agree with his view of physical, chemical, sexual pleasures. Bang on.
He says something like, if you like a thing a lot, then other things come along.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was.
The life is.
Yeah, that was the vague reference to addiction.
But he's just too normal. He's one of these, like, I can't get addicted guys because he's so down to earth.
Right, right. Sort of like Aragorn. He could slip the ring on his finger and it wouldn't overpower him.
He's quite the man.
Yeah.
So, it was a beautiful night last night.
Perfect.
For us.
And for all of us.
Because we were sitting around talking about the party we were at.
Outstanding, man.
Is there any details we can share with the public?
Let's see. Well,
it's all just too out there.
It's just too hard to... You know, I'm
Gregor Robertson and reporting us.
I'm going to try it right now. Oh. At one point, the lead singer of the head act, after six bands, came... She finishes her last song. The crowd's still screaming, and she goes, "Follow me, follow me." And she's wearing this kind of hippie peasant blouse, all dressed in white and white shorts, cute thing, long hair. And then she comes out, and she goes diving into this wading pool, this like sort of 3 feet wading pool. And she pops up, and she didn't say, "I am a great golden goddess," but she said something like that. It was really rock and roll.
She trashed a perfectly good stool.
That too.
While doing that.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, that's right.
In the padded
there was a stool.
That she
yeah,
landed on
that's right, and crushed it. Right, and then
it was a wrestling move.
And then it was nuts because that's exactly these. I don't know how many other people. This thing would hold two adults. Suddenly, there's eight people in the pool.
All taking their clothes off and
stuff. No, no.
And then everybody around about was shaking
broke.
Out beer cans and
yeah,
spray.
Yeah, yeah, it was crazy. And the thing popped. Anyway, that was a great night. And it was the Perseids.
It was. We had fun. This is Chips with Everything, the British pop show on CITR. And it's all oldies week. Everything, I think, is from more or less before 1963.
Really? That old?
That's pretty
old.
Well, I think to be an oldie, you have to be 50 or over.
Yeah.
What age would you say?
Well, yeah. No idea. I mean, I think it's excellent. Like, you could put on...
Records are... All the records on this show today are senior citizens, as defined by the PC government.
What about...
55 or over.
Like, you could put on some Haydn.
I will. This is Teddy Bear's Picnic by Haydn.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. Every bear that ever there was
standing on my feet.
Regent's Park, Baker Street, best of all. Piccadilly Circus, 10 o'clock at night, bright lights, all night. All change for the Bakerloo line, for the Bakerloo line, you must all change.
All change!
All change for the Bakerloo line, for the Bakerloo line, you must all change.
All change!
If you want to sit it down, take a 159, a 159, if you want to sit it down. No standing on the top, no standing on the top, no. What? No!
All change, man!
All change for all the Bakerloo line, for the Bakerloo line, you must all change.
All change!
All change for the Bakerloo line, for the Bakerloo line, you must all change.
Look, I'll tell you what we'll do, Mary, I don't like this conference, so we'll go to Madame Tussauds. Then we'll catch the Bakerloo line to Piccadilly Circus. Ooh!
And a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university, where they were put in boxes, and they came out all the same. And there's doctors and there's lawyers and business executives, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And they all play on the golf course and drink their martinis dry, and they all have pretty children, and the children go to school. And the children go to summer camp and then to the university, where they're all put in boxes and they come out all the same. And the boys go into business and marry and raise a family in boxes made of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.
I resent that tone of voice she uses when she says they drink their martinis. Try, like, you know, you have to be... You know, she's like so condescending.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with a dry martini, although I don't particularly care for it that way myself.
It was, you know, to be fair though, it was the male volume, the male volume of that era, right? The martini.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, the male. Yeah, and that's not only one of the most cynical songs that was ever a hit, but that is apparently the shortest song that was ever a hit in the UK at 1:05 by a band with a really good name, very contemporary sounding, actually, Women Folk.
Yeah, yeah.
Great name.
Yeah.
Aaron.
No.
Aaron is now here, and he's going to grace us with his eloquence.
Yeah.
Wait, let me...
Okay, I will.
good.
No, that was immediately recognizable as the theme from the show Weeds. And
is
it's that, some kind of, yeah, some
is
kind
it
of...
Is it that version?
No. Oh, yeah. It's been recorded over and over. Hundreds
I think Pete Seeger
versions.
Is responsible in the first place.
Yeah, well, I know it from this kind of Quaker folk singer woman who
used to what? Thresh your wheat?
No, she did that song. That was the original version that I know. Anyway, very nice.
So what about the other stuff? What about the other stuff?
It was a Pete Seeger one. Before that, the Pyramids... I guess a ska band from the late 60s, that was 68, all changed for the Bakerloo line. And I just want to point out that not all the stops that they mention in that song are on the Bakerloo line. I don't even know London that well, but I don't think Hyde Park is on the Bakerloo line. Anyway, if anyone wants to call in and correct me on that, 604-822-2487. And Autumn was saying
that sounded like a Teddy Boy song to me.
Yeah,
it had a ska sound, but it was definitely, you know.
Okay, and the Teddy Boys were what? They were like pre-skinheads.
I thought it was because they wore these teddy sweaters.
special.
No, they wore Edwardian clothing, like drape suits and stuff.
Oh, did they?
So that's Teddy, for short for Edwardian. Teddy.
Anyway.
Yeah, those were the original rock and rollers, I guess. But by 1968, I'm not sure who would be into that. There probably was a really big, Jamaican scene in London in those days.
Huge.
Tons of great.
That was produced by Eddie Grant, you said. He must have just been a kid.
I know, you think so.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty cool. And then
It was TikTok by Betty Webb. Not too much to say about that. We were doing something else when it was on. And then Teddy Bear's Picnic, Barry, pedantically, since we're all being pedants today.
Yeah, good.
Pointed out that the missed a section? The picnic time for Teddy Bear's
Picnic. There's a whole other section.
Oh, that's what he was talking about.
Oh, yeah, at 6 o'clock, your mummies and daddies will come to take you home. Yeah, you're right. I guess it was an abbreviated arrangement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have an abbreviated arrangement with the CITR. We're only on until 6 o'clock, which is in 34 minutes' time.
So until then, what are we going to do?
Just keep playing more records.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. What do you got?
I think I'm going to play some 3 different songs from our movies. If I can get it all together.
What about these guys that we heard last night? You going to play something by them?
Yeah, I'll stick something on by them at the end of the night.
Yeah, Love Cuts. They were good. They really
put the audience out of their miseries.
Yeah.
Their audience. Yeah. Listeners. Keep staying tuned.
A sort of modern tragedy. Something for the free thinkers amongst you. Listen carefully and ponder.
She'd been away for a while, been overseas for a year, hadn't kept up with the style. Fashions in haircuts and gear. I met my girl from the plane again, my hair hanging over my ears, my best ruffled shirt, my Cuban heel boots, and I cried as she burst in a tear. She'd been away on her own. I never bothered to think. She'd never heard of a stone, a yard bird, or even a king. Met my love in the rain again. It was a year since I kissed her. All that I got was a peck on the cheek. She thought that I was her sister. But I'm a boy, I'm a boy, I'm a genuine boy. If you see a girl, you can tell her by the way that she walks and the way that she talks and the fact that she's dressed like a fella.
You see, it hasn't even got a happy ending. Heartless, that's what it is. Heartless. But we must all face the facts of life. And as we walk together onward, ever onward, I want you to remember that Oni Soir.
In Cheltenham, at a fashionable ladies' college, where I learned what and acquired a lot of exceedingly practical knowledge. Reading, writing, arithmetic was positively mediocre, but we got pretty slick at the three-card trick, and we played a pretty hand of poker. We were rather weak at the Latin and Greek, but we worked with considerable fervor, and we had a 2 cram for an English exam on Lady Chatterley's law. I loved my school in Cheltenham, with a chestnut tree so shaded, and I now embrace all the charm and grace of a typical English lady. I shared a room in Cheltenham with a daughter of the landed gentry, whose most refined little one-track mind was completely elementary. Our marks in French and algebra were a series of disasters, but at forging checks or at SEX, we were absolute past masters. In the upper sixth form, we were studying form, and we put on the money with the porter. And at night, the head used to tuck us in bed with an outsized whiskey and water. Let's give 3 cheers for Cheltenham, where the chestnut trees are shaded. When I learned of vice and all things nice, like a typical English lady.
called Joy Unlimited.
That's what it gave me, man.
Oh, darling. One of Paul McCartney's wittier songs. Mm-hmm. Preceding that was... That was the school in Cheltenham by this... actually, she's a Taiwanese woman, I think, who became an actress in Britain, was in Casino Royale and Fu Manchu movies with Christopher Lee and those kind of things. And her name is Tsai Chin. Now, Barry, step forward to the microphone, because the reason we brought you here is because... Yes. Tell us about Cheltenham School.
Yeah.
Or what Cheltenham and Ladies College that song referred to. And
the Ladies College?
Yeah.
Well, Cheltenham's Ladies College. Ladies College.
Well, tell us. Tell just plenty of just people. Just remind us. Just remind us. Okay?
Like
some of us are forgetful.
You need me to tell you about Harvard.
Right, okay.
Give me a break.
Okay.
Or Oxford.
All right.
Okay, then the track before that was by Charlie Drake. which is the, you know, he's a 5'1" comedian.
Right.
And he's actually pretty good. He's actually, his biggest hit, I think, is My Boomerang Won't Come Back, but it's a bit racist.
Right.
So that was one of his lesser hits.
Yeah.
Called...
Hello, my darlings.
What is it called?
Hello, my darlings.
That stupid song. Anyway, that's a Hello, My Darlings is his catchphrase. And the reason is his catchphrase. Dave, do you want to tell
me? I do, man. Yeah. My dad was 5'5¾", right? He always used to say that.
In heels.
Yeah. Well, you know. And so it's like the 1959. He's in London. He's a, you know, Canadian soldier stationed in Germany on leave. So whatever. He's in a pub. And... who should walk in? And he'd seen this guy's, just like in pictures and stuff. So he knew that he was 5'1". And he'd always have these big breasted, thick thighed women.
Charlie Drake?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you see, your dad knew him from then?
Right. And Charlie would be eye level at their bosoms. And so that's why he'd end up saying, "Hello, my darlings. Hello, me darlings."
It's true. That's the reason we.
And so my dad would hang out with this guy, and I think
he always would use large-breasted, tall women in his skits because it's funny.
So he goes to meet him at a pub one time, and sure enough, he'd brought along some people from a show or whatever. And so my dad was in his glories. All these women were like 4 inches taller, easier than him, and towering over. What was his name? Charlie.
Yes, Charlie. Yeah. But you never got to meet him yourself?
God, no. No, no.
Too bad.
I know.
Auden?
Well, I think...
What's your Charlie Drake story?
Yeah, you've never met this guy? Nobody you know has a backstory?
News to me, all of that. I feel like I missed out on a lot.
No, you've seen one of the movies that Tsai Chin...
Actually, that is true. She was immediately recognizable to me from the James Bond movies and all that.
Good ear. Good
ear. I remember her in Casino Royale, the good one.
Yep.
Mm.
So, there you go. Do we have anything else to add to this?
The good one. There's always room for one more
what
Bond.
What was that first number?
And now I'm going to play these tracks that I promised you from three different movie soundtracks that I've got here. One is Smashing Time.
Oh, I know it. Sorry. You'll have to go back to your thing.
And that's the first one I'm going to play.
Okay, sorry. Go.
Okay, and then after that will be... Actually, you hear this? You guys know this song?
Not offhand, no.
How many points do I get it?
It's the theme song from Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Of course!
Julie Andrews via Heichel. Anyway.
Tip of my tongue.
As so many things are, Oren, as so many things are.
hope to make a splash in time. We're sure we know the song, furthermore, we'll get a break in London town. We look cool, although we're excited, like the in crowd do. Must look cool, although we're delighted, that we're really true. Going down to London, going down to London, we know we'll have a smashing time. We know we're nothing yet, but we bet.
Weather, enjoy it. Each moment is a treasure, enjoy it. We are travelers on life's highway, enjoy the trip. Each lovely twist and byway, each bump and dip. If there's a complication, enjoy it. You've got imagination, employ it. Then you'll see roses in the snow. Joie de vivre, we'll make them grow. Voilà, that's life. Enjoy it. Ta-i-da-di-da-di-da-da. Enjoy it. Ta-i-da-di-da-di-da. Enjoy it. A hurricane comes your way. Enjoy the breeze. You're stranded in the jungle. Enjoy the trees. If there's a complication, enjoy it. You've got imagination, employ it. This world's a cornucopia. Why, it could be
utopia.
Voila, that's right. Enjoy it.
Why cry about bad weather? Enjoy it.
No, 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 enjoy it.
Each moment is a treasure. Enjoy it.
That's better. Enjoy.
We're travelers on life's highway. Enjoy the trip. Each lovely twist and byway. Each bump and dip.
Good.
If there's a complication, enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
You've got imagination. Employ it.
Employ it.
Then you'll see roses and the snow. Joie de vivre, we'll make them grow. Voila. That's life.
Enjoy.
Harold and me, Harold and me, we're up on the top of the tree. Harold and me, Harold and me, he's the boss. Oops. And I'm the nation's second lady. When I'm walking down the street, you can hear the
learned this since I was a Boy Scout. Oh, damn it, my finger. Oh.
Number 10 is quite the little social centre. Just the other day, I'm nesting ducks upon the wall. My hair is up in curlers with the dildos in the hall. Who can it be? Just in time for tea, Harold gives a big long ball. His face turned quite clean.
It was Her Majesty the Queen.
That's from a TV movie from 1969 called Mrs. Wilson's Diary, a satirical musical about the Prime Minister, Harold Wilson, and his wife, Mary, but except in the show, I noticed on the cast list, she's called Gladys. Anyway, I had no idea what that was all about. I didn't get any of the jokes.
Very harsh libel laws in Britain that might have...
Oh, yeah, man. Roast you. Toast you.
Oren had a theory about what that was.
Well, you know, it's almost impossible to comprehend some of that political satire from way back when. Nothing's lost in time.
It is true.
Like a topical joke. Like, who's going to laugh about Stephen Harper in 30 years? I will.
Yeah, me too. We'll get together. Agreed, yeah. 30 years from now? Here?
It's like...
I'll bring the beer. Excellent. Move on. So what you're going to say, though...
Anyway, there was probably a joke about the butter tax.
Yeah. No, you're saying something about
how... I was writing about the time they repealed the window tax. Actually,
they were toxic windows?
No, campaign songs.
Campaign songs.
Is that what you're going to talk about?
Yeah, it sounded like a parody of a campaign song in the States. It's definitely some little association, but who knows?
I think you have touched the matter with a needle.
So. Yeah. You found the needle hit in the haystack.
I didn't actually put it in.
A Daniel has come to judgment.
Before that, it was the greatest not living anymore Frenchman, Maurice Chevalier.
Oh, yeah.
It was just great.
Enjoy it.
And the reason that I can slip that in here, my favorite, Hayley Mills.
Yeah.
I love that little poppet.
Cute as a button.
I know. Isn't she nice?
And that would be, by the way, when you say that, in her case, that's a really cute button that you're comparing her to, too. That's not your average button.
She's like a buttons button.
Yeah. She's as cute as a buttons button.
Sure is. I wonder what she's doing. Is she dead?
No. She has a very successful button company.
Okay.
In Wolverhampton, in the Midlands.
With her face on it. Yep. That was from a movie called In Search of the Castaways. And then before that, Lynn Redgrave and Rita Tushingham singing Smashing Time from Smashing Time.
Was that ever a Swing in London montage?
Yeah.
It was. Here's the song.
Oh, sure. Three blind mice. My eyes, see how they run. You gotta see how they run. They all ran into the farmer's wife. She caught off their tails with a little old knife. Never seen such a thing in your life. A three blind mice, three totally blind mice. Blind mice. You gotta see how they
go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe, I'll only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who promises never to part, someone to close his eyes for you, someone to close his heart.
Trucking through town, each and every country mother's son hanging round. Drive any man insane, evil, that's your name. Lucretia McEvil, that's the thing you're doing fine. Jug of wine. They say her mother was the talk of the sticks. Nothing that her daddy wouldn't do for kicks. Never done a thing worthwhile. Evil woman child. Devil's got you, Lucy, under lock and key. Ain't about to set you free. Signed, sealed, and witnessed on the day you were born. No use trying to fake him out. No use trying to shake him out. Soon he'll be taking out his due. What you gonna do? All night. Oh, your hair's all messed up, babe, and the clothes you're wearing, they just don't fit you right. Big Daddy Joe's paying your monthly rent. Tells his wife he can't imagine where the money's went. Dressing you up in style, evil woman child. Where you been all night, woman? Again, you're lying. Why'd you do it to Brucey, Lucy, huh? You're evil, Lucy. Whoa, yeah.
Get off the stage, Bruce. That's Sir Sir Bruce Joseph Forsyth Johnson, CBE.
Jesus.
Give him his full name, or Brucey. Bruce Forsyth.
Yeah.
With his version of Blood, Sweat, and Tears' song, Lucretia McEvil. What a silly title.
Yeah.
Comments?
Silly man. I don't mean Suleiman, the leader of those guys who fought the Crusaders, right? But I mean, the guy, I just imagine, you know, I'm sure based on what he sounded like, he probably has really long, thick hair, but like overly coiffed, and he wears like black leather or something.
I remember him as a game show host in the 70s, is when I was
the classic sound of East Anglia game show hosts.
Yeah, totally. His catchphrases are, let's see, didn't he do well?
Didn't he do well?
And actually, I can't remember any of his other catchphrases. He had a lot. Yeah.
What did he actually look like?
He looked like a geography teacher.
What do you mean?
In a wedding suit.
Okay, so he actually
married a Miss World at one point.
Wow.
Before that, Davy Jones of the Monkees, a solo single of, Dylan's.
What country was she from?
Eat me, babe.
I don't think he was the first one to speed that up a little bit. I think Nancy Sinatra's version did it.
Because I'm not trying to be unfair or whatever.
Davy Jones is from England.
He married Davy Jones, who won Miss World? I was wondering where the Miss World was that he won. That he married. Sorry.
I can't remember.
He won her. Let's be fair. Come on. He won her.
I think she was from Trinidad and Tobago.
Okay, perfect.
There we go. Yeah.
Well,
he had three children.
He deserves a knighthood.
Yeah, I know. And a CBE.
Yeah.
And to have that double-barreled last name. Where did that come from?
Old money.
It's actually time for us to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
6 o'clock. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time.
Chisels, my Thank brizzles you, and sizzles. Thank Thanks, you, man.